Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Urlacher, who has been to six Pro Bowls, once the Defensive Rookie of the Year, once the Defensive Player of the Year in the National Football League, and the face of this Bears franchise.
Urlacher comes through the gut and sacks Tavares Jackson.
Having a pretty good game, Urlacher.
A phenomenal game.
You know, it's always a chess match with Brian Urlacher because he was so good, they would make everything look the exact same.
Quick throw, picked off Urlacher. And Brian Urlacher will cruise down the sideline and coast for the touchdown. Dropped. And Urlacher unloads on the rookie Colston.
And Urlacher comes up with his second turnover of the game.
The history of this position is unmatched by any other team. Bill George, Dick Butkus, Mike Singletary. And now, I can barely say it, me.
That's how you introduce him, the Bears linebacker from 2000 to 2012, the Hall of Famer, four-time first-team All-Pro, eight-time Pro Bowler, and you heard it, 2005 NFL Defensive Player of the Year, Brian Urlacher. Thanks for joining us here, and Rahimi and Harris on the Score.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I like hearing those highlights. That was fun.
That's the idea. We want to like take you back, yeah. Transport you in the moment. Anything even stand out to you? Yeah. Does anything stand out to you from even that, hearing that just now?
Oh, all I could do was hear him, but I in my mind, I'm running through those plays as they're calling them out because I couldn't see them. So I just heard, I hear the play-by-play, and then I try and picture the plays in my mind. I can see all of them. So it's cool. It's always fun to reminisce about the good plays.
Yeah.
If you want to see Brian Urlacher, you can see him. He's on Twitch as well. And it's always great to see you, Brian, and check in with you and see how you're doing. And also to see what you think about what your former team, the Bears, is doing. The news that Ben Johnson is the head coach. The news of the Ryan Poles getting an extension through 2029. Where are you with your former team as they try to get back to the levels of play that, of course, you guys were able to do during your time here?
It's exciting right now. I think when you look at what they've done with Ben Johnson, Dennis Allen as well, I thought was a key addition in this offseason. I like what he's done in his career as a D coordinator, but I'm excited about Caleb. You know, I think he's the guy for the job. Much better numbers than I expected last year out of him. You know, it's tough to be a rookie quarterback in the NFL. Take away those two guys, you know, the Redskins quarterback and the Broncos quarterback. And I think he's rookie of the year, you know, the way he played. But didn't turn the ball over. It's exciting to see what he's going to be able to do under Ben Johnson because he's going to put him in position to make a lot of plays, a lot of big plays like he did up there in Detroit with those guys.
I appreciate you talking about just the talent level too. And as you're analyzing the game, maybe watching the individual Bears games last season, what stood out to you about maybe the way he was able to adapt within game and then, you know, answer and try to make something happen to turn into a win in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, this is going to be bad, but he didn't have a lot of help last year. You know, I think, you have to get rid of the football. Sacks are on the quarterback and the offensive line. I'm not going to say it's all on the offensive line because you got to get rid of the football. But just the way he, kept himself in plays. You know, he extended plays sometimes too long. It's going to happen when you're trying to make plays. But he'll get better at those situations as well and understand how much time he has and he has to throw the football away. But I just like – he's very accurate with throwing the football, more accurate than I gave him credit for. And then if they run the ball though, like they've done in the years past, it's just going to help him. You know, they're going to face less men in the box and he's going to have a chance to make some plays, down the field.
What is it about Ben Johnson's offense that you've seen obviously for the last few seasons in Detroit that you're most excited about him implementing in Chicago?
The explosiveness, man, the plays down the field. They're inside as well. So it helps when you have perfect weather every game, but just the way they make plays down the field. The running game was always there. You had Montgomery, and then was it Jahmyr Gibbs they're making big plays in the running game. And just the diversity of plays he ran. You know, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't think of a good – it's just, the amount of different stuff he did every game and the trick plays, it was just fun to watch. The Detroit offense with him at the helm was one of my favorite teams to watch.
We are talking to Brian Urlacher, not just about what he thinks about football. I know an event is coming up we want to get to discuss as well, but staying in this vein for now, when you look at the Bears, I assume you're still looking at it based on scouting as a linebacker. You're still looking at it based on how you would try to defend it, or maybe how you would try to mess it up, or what it would be like to be on the other side. What stands out to you about, like, maybe the Ben Johnson offense, where you're saying to yourself, this would have given me trouble?
Man, the misdirection plays, and like I said, the trick plays, because he's always got something in there for, I feel like, every team. You know, they always have some of the – and they all worked. All their plays worked, I feel like, up there in Detroit as well. All their trick plays never backfired on him. I'm not sure how aggressive he'll be as a head coach with those fourth down plays. You know, I think Dan Campbell gave him a lot. When you have four downs to get a first down, knowing that going into a series, that you're probably going to – and fourth and one or two, you go for it every time – I think you can be a little more free with your play calling, maybe get a little more freedom. And then, like I said, I'm not sure how aggressive he'll be as a head coach, but he's, I assume, very similar to Campbell. Like I said, the complexity of the plays they ran, the running game was different, the cutbacks, and then the short game passing was always really good for them as well. So you got to be on your toes when you're playing a team like that.
Brian, I'd love to see how this is going to work, the meshing, the step forward that Ben Johnson can have Caleb Williams take. But I want to take you back before Ben Johnson got here. I don't know if you've followed the story at all about what happened before the draft with his dad getting involved and the possibility they were going to try to work their way around the Bears. What did you make of this idea that they were trying to avoid the Bears, because it has been a place that people are not confident that a quarterback, a franchise-level quarterback, can come to and flourish?
I heard something about that. I honestly didn't think anything of it at all. You know, whether it's true or not, doesn't matter, because once they draft you, you're pretty much going there. So you cannot want to go there. You can try and work your way around it. But I think Eli Manning was the only one successful at doing that. Maybe John Elway back in the day when he sat out a year or something like that. But, you know, these days, and you just play for the team that drafts you. I can't see any situation where you wouldn't want to be the number one pick. No matter what team it is, your mentality should be you're going to go in there and change the direction of that organization. I'm sure that's what he has now. Like I said, I heard a little bit about it, but I really didn't read too much into it.
Well, and you're a football dad yourself, as we know. Your son, Kennedy, played for Notre Dame. They had a great season as well. You know, what do you think about
this? He actually transferred from Notre Dame, but he was there last year.
Yeah.
He just went out to USC in the spring transfer portal. So, yeah. It's been fun watching him. You know, last year, going to all those games, those playoff games, and the national championship was really cool to get a chance to see him get out there and play a little bit. Didn't play a lot. That's why he transferred. He wanted to get a chance to get on the field. So he transferred to USC, and I think he'll get that opportunity out there. But it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that, just what it was like observing, you know, at this level, you know, being that high at the highest levels of football, when you're talking about just your observations of last season, and then the decision going into it and being able to have that freedom to pick from these big schools like this and being able to do something. Not the case when you were playing in college, as you know.
Yeah, so much different now. You're right. You know, I'm a dad, I try and root for my son and the team as much as I can. I try and stay out of all the, you know, there's so much stuff that goes into it and goes around it. All the parents talking and just so if we can, we sit away from the family section so I don't have to hear all that stuff. But, you know, because I want to root for every kid. That's just the way it is. I'm a big fan of the game. But, yeah, the landscape of college football is so different now with the transfer portal and the NIL. I understand it. I don't have to like it. But it benefited my son because he got a chance to go to a place where he probably get to play a little bit more than he would have at Notre Dame. But, it's just amazing, the landscape and the money these kids are getting. I'm glad they're getting paid. I think most of them deserve it, and they've earned it. But it's just changing the whole dynamic of college football.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're talking to Brian Urlacher, who you can also see on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. And I just wanted to follow up real quick with asking, what advice do you think you can give him at this time, and how much of it, as you said, it's so different from era to era. how much of it can you give, knowing that that college football and that whole landscape is so different? Like, do you give him as much as you would say before the NIL era or before the transfer portal era?
It's, I mean, all I'm concerned about is what he does on the field, if that makes sense. You know, the NIL and the transfers, that's going to, the NIL take care of itself if you play well. That's the way I feel. So when you get on the field, you need to take advantage of your opportunities. You know, run to the football. Don't make mistakes mentally. Physical errors are going to happen. You know, sometimes you're going to miss tackles, stuff like that. But when you get a chance to get in the game, take advantage of it. Run to the football. Let your coach know you deserve to be in there. And, and that's really all. That's the only stuff in your control. The NIL and all the other junk, that'll take care of itself if you make plays.
Brian, I want to ask you, because you've been around the Bears for so long, going back this century, basically, you've been associated with the Bears. That's a 25-year chunk of your life.
I know.
Is there anything, given how honest and just straightforward you've always been and giving your opinion, is there anything you can point to as to why no quarterback has been able to kind of break through with the Bears in recent history?
Man, I wish I could answer that question. It's frustrating. I know, because we've had some talented guys there. You know, Jay, Rex was awesome. Kyle Orton was good. I'm talking about guys I played with. I thought Jim Miller was awesome. Cade was talented. It just hasn't panned out, and I don't understand why. I'd like to say the weather, but then you got the guys in Green Bay just ripping it up. Every time they get a quarterback, they just tear it up. You know, you go from Brett to Aaron to the guy they have up there now, Jordan Love. So I don't know why I said, and you can try and say coaching, but we've had some great coaches as well to mentor these guys. So, you know, I would like to see him give Mitch a little bit longer try there in Chicago. You know, he was, I think, number two or three pick in the draft. I thought he had a chance to do pretty well. It didn't work out. I don't know, honestly, man. It's frustrating as a fan to see the way it's gone with quarterbacks. But I like where Caleb's going. I think he has the tools and the talent. And now with Ben Johnson there, they should be doing pretty well together.
Brian, I asked you this question at a casino in Michigan City a couple of years ago, but I'll ask it again. Being a Hall of Famer, who do you think is the next Bear to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame? I remember at the time you answered Olin Krutz. How do you feel?
I still feel the same, man. I don't see how Olin – he doesn't even get any – like, they don't even talk about Olin, which drives me crazy. And you could also throw Charles in that conversation. You know, Pep got in. Devin got in right away. Olin to me is the guy who should get in. You know, you look at his resume, I think 8 or 9 Pro Bowls, 12 or – what, 13, 14 years – I was very fortunate because I got to practice against the best center in the league every single day in practice. It benefited my career. It benefited our defenses, playing ability. So it drives me crazy. Whenever I get a chance to talk about it, I bring up Olin because in my opinion, he's the one guy that needs to be in there.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers is still playing football, Brian. Yeah. He's now on the Steelers. What do you make of him continuing his career with Mike Tomlin and the gang in Pittsburgh?
So I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan. People can get mad if they want to. I like the way he plays. I like what he stands for. I like what he says. I'm a fan. My wife's a Steelers fan, so she's over the moon about him being there. I'm not as excited as she is. But as a football fan, I want to see what he can do with that team. You know, they got a great defense. They got DK Metcalf. They got some guys on offense that can play. So if Aaron, you know, comes back 2 years after that Achilles injury the way we think he will, I think they'll have a good season.
What's their ceiling in your eyes?
Oh, they're in a tough division, man. You got Cincy, Baltimore, Cleveland, maybe not so great. But I would say 11, 12 wins. You know, Tomlin's never finished under 500. I don't see that happening this year.
This is just a preview of, I think, what we can expect on Sunday. I know you're here with us for a pretty cool event. The City Cruises Live Sports Series, A Night with Chicago Football Conference Champions. Join Brian Urlacher, Rex Grossman, Alex Brown, as the Bears great share iconic moments, career highlights, and hilarious tales from their days on the gridiron. Yours is coming up on Sunday. This is going to be a cool event. What can you tell us about it?
It should be a blast. And like you said, Rex will be there. I haven't seen Rex in 15 years, so I'm excited to see that dude. Maybe 12 years. AB, I talk to all the time, so I'm excited to see him and hang out. 3 hours on that boat, you know, we're going to talk about Jeff Joniak will be the MC, you know, pretty much, in my opinion, the voice of the Bears. So it should be a fun couple of hours just reminiscing about that 2006 season, what we did, what we didn't do, what we should have done, some of the stories that maybe happened in the locker room. And it's going to be an intimate setting, you know, on that boat. We'll all be right there around each other. So it should be pretty fun.
Is there any story preview you can give us that people might want to hear on the lake?
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to let – so Jeff Joniak's leading this thing. I'm going to let Jeff – and he's like the Bears guy. He knows everything about the Bears. He knows everything about that season. I'm going to let him lead it. You know, we'll answer the questions he asked. We'll also ask some some fan questions, but I'm assuming, I mean, my favorite memory is getting that George Halas Trophy at Soldier Field. We were standing on the stage with Miss McCaskey, and they after we beat the Saints up that day, they gave us the George Halas Trophy in front of our fans with the snow coming down. Was pretty awesome.
We love it. That is a great preview. Brian Urlacher, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us on Twitch. We've all enjoyed looking at your game balls in the Hall of Fame bust. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. That was Brian Urlacher joining us here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. I see what you did there at the end.
Well, I didn't force a question on him. I just need to know what exactly was going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers, because he said, I am an Aaron Rodgers fan unapologetically, and believes, what do you say, 11, 12 wins? That gets you in the playoffs, right?
That gets you in the playoffs.
And you can't get to the Super Bowl unless you're in the playoffs.
You're not a Super Bowl team.
So if you want ticket information, I'll mention it one more time. cityexperiences.com/city-cruises. That's cityexperiences.com/city-cruises. This is the company that is putting these events together. AJ Pierzynski was part of one of these earlier, so you kind of have an idea of what to expect. So that is this Sunday with Brian Urlacher, as he mentioned, Jeff Joniak, Rex Grossman, and Alex Brown.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.